平成24年度日本大学桜ヶ丘高等学校入学試験英語の放送によるリスニングテストを始めます。設問1、これから放送によるリスニングテストを始めます。放送の内容をよく聞いて答えなさい。聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。問題1、二人の会話を聞いて答える問題です。これから1から5までの5つの対話文を読み、その内容について質問します。それぞれの質問に対する答えとして最も適切なものを1から4の中から1つ選び、その番号をマークしなさい。対話文と質問は1回のみ放送されます。対話文1。
Are we ready to go on a picnic tomorrow?
I think so. Lisa has already bought snacks at the grocery store. Ken will bring juice and soda. And I will make delicious sandwiches tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. I will bring some paper cups and plates from the last party.
I can't wait.
Question. What will they do tomorrow?
対話文2。
I didn't see Tom this morning.
Yeah, he caught a cold, but he'll be here tomorrow morning.
Really? He has my Japanese dictionary. I can't do the homework tonight.
Don't worry, Jim. You can use mine. Why don't you study this afternoon and we can watch a Japanese movie tonight?
Sure.
Question.When will Jim do the homework?
対話文3。
Sorry, we can't answer the phone right now. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, this is Betty Smith speaking.I bought 2 shirts at your shop this morning. One is for me, and the other is for my sister. My sister likes its design, and the price is good, but the size is too small for her. I'd like to know if you can exchange it for a bigger one. Anyway, I'll call you again.
Question. What is the problem?
対話文4。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You made 5 boxes. Are you going to mail something?
No, they are for paper, plastic, cans, pet bottles, and glass bottles.
What do you mean? I don't get it. Are you going to start a new hobby?
No, don't you remember our teacher told us?To work together to save the earth?
Right. I remember he talked about it in art class. Question. Why did the man make the boxes?
対話文5。
You're 30 minutes late. Didn't you take the bus to get here?
No, there were too many cars on the road, especially taxis.
Yeah, the traffic is heavy this time of the day. So you took the train?
I was about to, but I changed my mind.
What happened?
I left my money at my apartment.
So you walked, and I waited for 30 minutes. Question. Why did the man walk?
問題2。下の地図中の星印の場所で道を探している人に声をかけられました。それぞれの行き先として 最も適切なものを地図中の A から E の中から一つ選び、その番号をマークしなさい。英文は一回のみ放送されます。
Number one. Can you tell me how to get from here to the drugstore?
Sure. Walk along Pine Street to Sun Avenue and turn right. Walk up Sun Avenue and you'll see the drugstore on the right corner of Sun Avenue and Orange Street.
Number two. Can you tell me how to get from here to the flower shop?
Okay. Walk up Green Avenue to Orange Street and then turn left. Walk along Orange Street, cross Sun Avenue, and you'll see the flower shop on the left corner of Orange Street and Sun Avenue.
問題3。これから読まれる英文を聞き、質問に答える問題です。それぞれの質問の答えとして、最も適切なものを、1から4の中から1つ選び、番号をマークしなさい。英文は2回放送されます。
One summer day, Akiko went camping in the mountains with her parents.They walked for about half an hour from a bus stop and they came to a camping place. We are going to stay here. Let's put up the tent, said Akiko's father. Yes, let's, said Akiko, and she began to work. Mother, did you come here before? Yes, long ago. About 15 years ago with a handsome young man.Just then, Akiko's father came up to them and said, Not far from here, there's a small lake. Let's have lunch there. They finished their work and started for the lake. About 10 minutes later, they arrived at the lake. After lunch, Akiko's family began to walk around the lake. Soon, Akiko found a beautiful flower. How beautiful it is, Akiko thought. Father, mother, come here!shouted Akiko. Her parents came up to her quickly. Look at this. Isn't it pretty? Can I take it home? Then we can see it in our garden. No, no, Akiko, said her father. I understand you. But if everyone takes wild flowers home, there'll be no flowers in the fields or in the mountains. You must leave them here. Mother, why are you smiling?asked Akiko. 15 years ago, the handsome young man told me the same thing when I wanted to take a wild flower home. She smiled at the handsome young man standing behind Akiko.
2回目を読みます。
One summer day, Akiko went camping in the mountains with her parents.They walked for about half an hour from a bus stop and they came to a camping place. We are going to stay here. Let's put up the tent, said Akiko's father. Yes, let's, said Akiko, and she began to work. Mother, did you come here before? Yes, long ago, about 15 years ago with a handsome young man. Just then, Akiko's father came up to them and said,Not far from here, there's a small lake. Let's have lunch there. They finished their work and started for the lake. About 10 minutes later, they arrived at the lake. After lunch, Akiko's family began to walk around the lake. Soon, Akiko found a beautiful flower. How beautiful it is, Akiko thought. Father, mother, come here, shouted Akiko. Her parents came up to her quickly.Look at this. Isn't it pretty? Can I take it home? Then we can see it in our garden. No, no, Akiko, said her father. I understand you, but if everyone takes wild flowers home, there'll be no flowers in the fields or in the mountains. You must leave them here. Mother, why are you smiling? Asked Akiko. 15 years ago, the handsome young man told me the same thing when I wanted to take a wild flower home. She smiled at the handsome young man standing behind Akiko.
それでは問題を解いてください。これでリスニング放送を終わります。